This episode of Synchronize would ideally be watched in its video format, which is available for free at thesyncbook.com. However, we have made this MP3 podcast available for ease of transport. Maybe when you get home, you should watch the video. Just saying.
This is Joe Alexander from Barely Human on YouTube, and you're listening to SyncBook Radio from thesyncbook.com.
Beyond the blue horizon, far above the clouds, in a land that no one knows, live four or five magicians who spend their days casting wonderful spells. Come with me now into that secret place where the eyes of man have never set foot.
Well, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty. With only two songs left on the board and one more audience question before bringing on Mark Hosler from Negative Land. The question you are about to hear is a question concerning art, which gets a direct hit within the tone color alchemy system, though it might require a small bit of context. By this point in the show, I assume you are familiar with tone color alchemy's correspondences between the song keys and associated esoteric data, like astrology and tarot cards. Well, this song gives us Sagittarius and the tarot card Temperance, a card that was renamed for Aleister Crowley's Thoth deck. That means the question about art literally gets the art card played. What other kind of magic will we see served up? Well, you're gonna have to watch and see.
Tell me what's next on the agenda.
A song.
And the next guest on Radio 8 Ball is... Julie. Julie. Come on up, Julie. Julie, come on up here. Speak into the microphone. We can bring it close to you.
Okay, I'm terrified.
Okay. Give me your hand, Julie.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
You ready? That hand's uncomfortable. Give me this one.
Okay.
I'll do this together.
All right, okay.
Are you ready? Everyone out here, they're all rooting for you.
Okay. Thank you.
I have to say that I haven't read your question, but I appreciate that you wrote it in big letters.
Okay, good.
Makes me very happy.
Yay.
Are you ready to ask it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What is your question for the Pop Oracle?
Will I ever make art again?
Will you ever make art again? And now to engage the Pop Oracle, please spin the Wheel of Eight.
Na, 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 na. Wheel of Eight.
One in the music world today.
I knew it was going to be this one. Then again, there's only two left, so. In the music world today.
Don't you wish there was someone true who gave you what you wanted to hear? Talent, vision, passion too. The kind of group who wouldn't fake it. In the music world today, you've got a TiVo set to nothing and your culture to obey. And his songs are just as cold as the espresso he abandoned when he was tipping his valet. Oh, and I want him to go broke. I want him like the rest of us. I want those words to choke the fraud in all of his friends. Don't let them go gold again. Don't let them go gold again. music world today. The label book, the troubadour for a stop on their campaign. And the resulting concert film, the feature ad where the frontman gets all nostalgic with his pain. And I hate that kind of star. The heroes aren't your heroes, and the enemies remain.
In the music world today, the answer to Julie's question, will I ever make art again? So, before we get, did you have a response? That, like, it seems like you might have just, that might have hit you direct.
Yeah, wow.
What did you get out of it?
It's hard. It did kind of resonate with me, but I could say, you know, the art world today, there are a lot of reasons why I haven't been making art, you mm-hmm. know, and that song kind of touched on some of them. So it's sort of getting my spirit back.
Oh yeah,
I believe in that.
I can totally relate. Peter, is this a personal song for you? Is this one of the true ones?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a big complaint, basically. and the very clear answer I got from that, which is probably a little pessimistic, is like, well, yeah, make art, but don't bother trying to make any money on it because people, you know, most people would rather listen to, you know, Kesha or something.
Right, right. Just do it to do it. Right.
Yeah, right.
Right. I've never tried to make any money off of it, but.
So what is your art, Julie?
I'm a sculptor. Big, crazy, weird sculpture.
In the sculpting world.
Not something
today.
You want in your living room.
No, really?
No, no.
Like big art projects for outdoor, like for
big,
like
crazy latex rubber oozy things.
Latex rubber oozy things.
Yeah, lots of mixed media, crazy, weird things.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
The people are.
I know.
The
right?
People want your ooze. They want your ooze.
Thank you.
Your ooze is desire, Julie.
I know. Right? I think I've got my answer.
Yeah. So the question is, will I ever make art again? And we saw the hurdles to it. You know, the crass
right.
commercial world that's out there, and
yeah,
in the hurdles, and you know, the pessimism that can creep in and can stop you. But you're making art right now, Julie.
I know.
Even just by asking this question,
right?
You're participating in a little bit of ooze right here.
I kind of feel that, yeah. It's oozing.
And can I interject?
Oh, yes.
Here?
Your job is to interject.
I sort of had the feeling that maybe a big part of the answer to that was just sort of in knowing what not to do, you know? Or to, you know, stay true to what you feel like and don't, I don't know, maybe don't try too hard to please. Not have pleasing people be your highest priority or something.
Yeah, I've never really prioritized that.
Well, that's great.
And maybe don't work with gold.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No.
Yeah. Don't let them go gold again.
No He's precious metals.
Pleading in the wilderness. Kesha, no gold.
No.
I didn't mean to insult her in particular. That was just the first thing that came to mind.
It is the first thing that came to mind.
There's Kesha fans here. I apologize.
What was there a particular artist who you were listening that you don't want to go gold again when you were saying that?
Yes, but I'd rather not say who it was. No, no, no. Too alienating.
Oh, come on. Well, I'll cut it out, I promise.
Well, it was you, Shmushkin.
Oh, yeah, all those
I'm
gold,
just kidding.
All
it
those
wasn't.
Gold records, I can see how they'd make you really jealous. Okay, Julie. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You get
the last gift, and it comes. It is a book by. Now we've been talking about this guy, the producer of the show. I got to say, you know, a lot of people have a problem with him. I understand he's difficult, but he's still a good friend to me. And you know, I don't want to be just the guy who's talking trash about him. Certainly, everyone has a right to have a problem with Andras Jones. He certainly made his bed. He's got a lie in it. But here is his book as a gift to you. It's a book called Accidental Initiations in the Kabbalistic Tree of Olympia. It may explain sort of why he went mad in this town. And that led to some bad behavior, no doubt about it. I'm very, you know, on his behalf, you know, I'm not going to apologize for him. I like him, and he can be a dick. But you have this book now. Please hold it up so people can see.
Accidental Initiation. I just bought this yesterday, actually.
Oh, you really did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll...
But no, I need another copy.
Can I have it?
No. I know somebody who wants it, so...
Oh, okay. I'll squeeze one out of the little weasel.
Oh, that sounds so erotic.
Oh, right.
No, we'll have to get him to sign it. Are you going to go for the walk of the Kabbalistic tree tomorrow?
I could do that.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome. Give it up for Julie.
Thank you.
You're very brave. I really appreciate that.
All right. First off, all this talk of ooze and gold, I have to point out that the temperance/art tarot cards are associated with alchemy, the process of transformation.
You are excrement. You can change yourself into gold.
In the conversation, gold was taken in a somewhat literal fashion, connected to money and wealth. But the goals of art are a different sort of treasure. They are the creations we imbue with value and meaning.
Big, crazy, latex, rubber, oozy things.
Of course, the gold we are mining for is synchronicity. And there's plenty of that to be found, even beyond Julie's very personal question, since it is just as personal to all of us. In the days and months around this show, the music world today lost several artists who are a part of the Radio 8 Ball universe, the kind of group that wouldn't fake it. And while our friends may be lost to us, their art remains, which in itself is a kind of alchemy. Peter David Conley's friend, Jeff Wolmendorf, of the band Moldy Castle, passed away just days after our August 8th Radio 8 Ball show. And, in performing at our event, Peter missed what would have been their last rehearsal together. In relation to Julie's question, will I ever make art again, there is talk of a posthumous release in the works from Moldy Castle. Almost exactly a year later, in August of 2015, just as we began this second season of Synchronize, we lost Paul Plagans of the LA band Greta, who appeared several times as a solo artist on Radio 8 Ball, where his music lives on as a part of our online oracle and podcast archives. And as our next and final question will come from this show's celebrity guest, Mark Hosler of Negative Land, we remember that this past year took two members of that band from us. Ian Allen died this past January. Though that band was able to revive and rework an early 80s unfinished tape loop based on his work called Like Cattle Act and make it part of their current live set. Roughly 6 months after losing Ian Allen, Negative Land lost Don Joyce, who coined the anti-authority, anti-establishment term, culture jamming.
In the music world today, you've got a Tivo set to nothing and your culture to obey.
Just last week, at the time of this video, Negative Land announced the release of a huge project Don was excited about. 3,200 hours of their anarchist musical activism called Negative Land, Over the Edge Radio Archive. Considering Julie's question about making art again, the Pop Oracle seems to be reminding us that life is fragile and brief, but art has the ability to transcend death and preserve something of ourselves to be experienced and enjoyed long after we are no longer here to present it. However, in this show's overarching question of what is real, the real truth is that we'd still love to have them here with us.
How could you let me go?
Want you here with us too, so please stay tuned for episode 8 and the final question of the Olympia Sync Summit Radio 8 Ball.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast from SyncBook Radio. If you enjoyed this episode, there's so much more content waiting for you at thesyncbook.com. Tune into our other SyncBook Radio programs, including 42 Minutes, Always Record, The Marty Leeds Mathmagical Radio Hour, Pentimental, Synchronize, Sync Quick News, as well as our most recent editions, Fine Just Fine and Hypnosis. Our newest episodes are always free, and members get access to our full archive of over 600 hours. You'll find all of this, as well as our books and videos, at thesyncbook.com.